try to match it, but I'm still number one every day real.
ESPN Radio AM 1430. George Hunsaker here with you. The final word. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in on Champs Wednesday with some beautiful food. You got two containers today, man. Two containers. It's a good thing I look out for you, huh?
I think you guys just took what you didn't want to eat and just threw them into a box for me.
Look,
got a hot dog here. We got some chips. I mean, we got everything.
Nachos.
Chris,
let me tell you, from my standpoint, I've never met a plate I couldn't finish, all right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to spend the night on the couch.
not a problem at all. Welcome back, man. Wednesday would not be the same without you. I'll tell you what, I don't think we've ever talked softball, but we got to start today. That team is headed one of the final eight to the Women's College World Series, but first, Miss Angela Tincher, you know, she's pretty good. We've learned that. She's pretty good. By the way, she comes home with now two more awards, Lowe's Senior Class Award, and that's for her job on and off the field. By the way, she has a 3.84 GPA. Absolutely amazing, and she graduated with a degree in finance, insurance, and business law. And I don't even know how to say what she graduated. Do you even know how to pronounce it? Summa cum laude.
I don't know how you pronounce that. You know, as good a pitcher as she is, I'm more impressed by her grades. You're talking to a guy who got 3 A's in 4 years of college. You know, I mean, I can't imagine posting a 3.84 GPA in a major like that.
Yeah, oh,
and playing softball.
That's pretty good. I'll tell you what, though, and the biggest award, obviously, National Softball Player of the Year. It's an unbelievable award. Could you ever imagine that someone at Virginia Tech, and no offense, program hasn't been around very long, could you ever imagine that they'd have this kind of award?
It's really amazing to think about, especially when you consider where she came from. She came to Virginia Tech on a half scholarship. You know, it didn't take very long for her to get a full scholarship, but she was not a highly recruited player. I mean, Tech obviously got a steal there, and they got a steal on the field and off the field, and she's obviously done a lot to elevate the program. I mean, the stadium has been expanded this year. I think recruiting will probably pick up. I think it already has in some respects. So, you know, she's obviously contributed quite a bit.
Now, you checked out a couple of the games over the weekend when they played Michigan. You think any chance when they lost game one they were coming back to win two?
I gave them, you know, maybe a 20% chance because, you know, any game she pitches in, you got a chance to win. But you're talking about I wasn't convinced that Tech would be able to score enough runs on Michigan to be able to beat them twice. But, you know, they got through that nail biter in game two of the series, and in game three, they finally found their timing in game three, and those Michigan pitchers just did not handle adversity very well. You could tell they were frustrated, and they didn't keep their composure, and they just started throwing. They started throwing softballs over the plate, but obviously they were. But Tech definitely had their timing down in that last game.
Questions for Chris, give me a call. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430, New River Valley, 540-961-1430. I put this question we talked about the softball team yesterday during the show. You know, everyone wants a national title. You know, I'm telling you, it could come in putt-putt if there was a team, and I'd be okay with it. You know, if you're a fan of Virginia Tech, you have a national title. You know, does it matter to you whether it's football, basketball, or softball, as long as it comes?
Yes. If softball wants to go ahead and win it, then they can go ahead and feel free. You know, softball is in the Elite Eight right now, the Women's College World Series, and the men's soccer team was in the Final Four, the College Cup back in the fall. So, I mean, Tech's getting pretty close. They're as close to a national championship as they've ever been, and I know some people on my message board talk about Tech did win the national championship in bass fishing. I guess it's a little club sport or something around here this year, but it's not a varsity sport or anything, but you do have that to hang your hat on.
So you're not willing to you're not willing to take that in and be satisfied then, or are you?
I was actually did quite a bit of bass fishing back in the day, so it kind of impresses me.
All right, hey, we go back into the Virginia Tech softball team right now, and what's most amazing about them is they keep finding a way to keep going. You know, first time super regionals. Obviously, it'll be their first time in the Women's College World Series. Reading a little bit about the article you got on TechSideline.com, one thing you got to be worried about is just happy to be there. You don't want that to be happening on your team. What kind of leadership have you seen on the team? Have you seen anything specific? Is Angela Tincher the only leader on that team, or does she just bring so much that that's all we focus on?
I think people tend to focus on Tincher, but I think, you know, there's plenty of quality players on that team. I think you know, considering Tech's program hasn't been around for very long, you know, they had never been to a super regional before this past weekend. I think that attitude could have crept in this past weekend. We're just happy to be in the super regional, but it didn't. So, you know, I don't see that happening this weekend. I think Tech sees this as their chance. You know, it might be their only chance to win a softball national championship for a while. I mean, you know, these opportunities don't present themselves very often, and I think they'll go up there and they're going to want to take advantage of it.
All right. Obviously, writing for TechSideline.com, you get a kind of a grasp on how many people are seeing what kind of articles, what are they trying to find. How many people are paying attention right now to the softball team in your mind or what you've seen?
A lot. more than I ever would have thought. I can only imagine what it would be like if the football team or the men's basketball team was playing for the national championship or something like that. But the softball game recap articles we've been running after each game, they've been getting a pretty good amount of traffic, and the message boards have been pretty hot. And, you know, it's generally not like this at the end of May, beginning of June, but we'll obviously take it.
It's kind of cool, though, isn't it? I mean, it's honestly, like, you walk around. And we had Angela on the show last week. It was awesome, you know, talking to her. And first thing I said, Angela, can I come on the bandwagon? You know, I want permission to be on the bandwagon, just like a lot of us do right now. This is a football school turned into softball for, what, a month now?
Yeah.
I guess? You watch people turn into softball fans and support Virginia Tech. I think it's pretty sweet to watch, and you get the whole different perspective from the media now. I mean, you're writing articles, and obviously you're learning about the team day in and day out. This is cool. From my perspective, I don't know what it is from you. Is this fun for you, too, to be covering something you never probably imagined?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to see Virginia Tech on television, you know, in the month of May, you know, for whatever sport. From what I found, there's always something that will come up and fill that void, that summertime void each year to a certain extent. You know, in the past, it's been Virginia Tech has been having these football camps and getting a lot of commitments in the months of June and July. This year it's softball, and we still got the football camps to come, so, you know, it could be a pretty exciting offseason as a whole.
Questions for Chris, give me a call, toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, Neuberger Valley, 540-961-1430 in the NRV. Chris, there are so many things with Angela, and I hate to always focus on Angela, but it's hard not to when you're the National Softball Player of the Year. 37 double-digit strikeout performances this season, 4 no-hitters. She no-hit the USA National Softball Team. I want someone to actually think about that for a second. She the team that's going to play, that, you know, and everything, she no-hit them, all right? That's
right.
Pretty good. She's got strikeouts, wins, you name it, it's all there. Now she's got that. What's the most amazing thing in you? What do you think is the highest in her class right now, or what has been the most impressive part of what she's been able to accomplish?
I think no-hitting the national team is the most impressive thing. I mean, you're talking about the best players in the world right there, and she no-hit them. They couldn't get a hit off of her. Somebody posted a stat on the boards today, and I haven't looked this up to confirm it, so, you know, I'm not completely sure if it's accurate, but it's, you know, probably pretty close to the truth if it's not completely the truth. The U.S. national team is 18-0 since then, and have outscored their opponents something like 174-3. You know, I mean, it's totally amazing what she did. I mean, you can hardly fathom it.
You can't, and people won't understand it. You know, you hear softball. Look, anytime you're throwing a pitch, and I said this before, underhand, 68, 70 miles per hour, I got a lot of respect for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, her shutting out that team would have been like when the Yankees came down, Virginia Tech, you know, whatever pitcher they threw out there that game, that would have been like him no-hitting the Yankees, you know? I mean, it's that amazing.
All right. Now they head in Texas A&M, first game tomorrow, 3 o'clock on the Eastern Coast. ESPN2, by the way. Always nice to see Virginia Tech on an ESPN station, especially when you can be watching it. They're facing, and Angela in particular is facing, Megan Gibson, 38-1, a 0.98 ERA. She was up for most of the same awards that Angela was. She's been very good. She's got 315 strikeouts. Your eyes glued to the TV tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a pitcher's duel, I think. Gibson's got a little bit of a higher ERA than Tensure. She gets better run support down at Texas A&M. But, you know, the thing that might be most impressive about her, she doubles as a first baseman, and she's hit 13 home runs this year. And, you know, I think a lot of Texas A&M fans are upset that she did not get Player of the Year, and, you know, she's very deserving of the award, I think. So I think Texas A&M and her, they're both going to come out there and she's going to be pretty anxious to prove that that she was deserving of that award. So it should be a pretty good matchup.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now on ESPN Radio AM 1430. Questions for Chris? Give me a call. Toll free 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. You mentioned earlier when we were talking, Chris, the ability now with this kind of run, this kind of publicity for recruitment to step up. Do me a favor and put it together, kind of mix and match. Remember what it was like for Virginia Tech to make a national championship game. What did recruiting do? What do you think? Do you think it will be anywhere near that, kind of obviously a softball level? Will it have that kind of effect as it did for Virginia Tech?
Well, it kind of, you have to look at it in a couple different ways. And when Virginia Tech made the national championship game in football, they did not take advantage of it on the recruiting trail right away. They did not sign great classes in the year or two right after playing for the national championship, and you could tell because they had down years in 2002 and 2003 where they just didn't have the depth at linebacker or defensive line, and you know their offensive line kind of started to fall off, and for whatever reason, Tech playing for the national title this year just that year just didn't have a great huge effect on recruiting. I think Virginia Tech's success in recruiting nowadays comes from it's more cumulative of Virginia Tech's year-by-year success. Every year you see Virginia Tech in a bowl game for 15 straight years now. I think that's been more important for Virginia Tech football recruiting than any one season. But that being said, with softball, you know, softball doesn't get a lot of coverage. Not a lot of teams get a lot of coverage. And Virginia Tech's gotten as much coverage this year as anybody, so it definitely can't hurt from that standpoint. Tencher's success has the team's success has caused the softball stadium to get expanded. Obviously, better facilities equals better recruiting. So it's going to help. It's not going to hurt it.
I guess that's probably the best way to put it. ESPN Radio, AM 1430. The final word, George Hunsicker right now. I'm catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Football fans, I am on the boards. I read a little bit of what's going on TechSideline.com. I haven't exactly seen as much as I thought I normally would. Maybe it's just me. I'm not looking in the right areas. Is football taking, and granted, this is a downtime usually, is it more down than usual because of softball, or is it still there?
I think it's about the same right now as it generally is. I think it was more down this past spring than it generally was. Tech fans didn't seem to be all that excited about football this past spring, and part of that was because men's basketball team was putting on a pretty good run that was unexpected. And, once basketball ended, people started getting a little more into football. But plus, I don't think a lot of people are expecting Tech to contend for the national championship or anything this year like they were expected to this past season. So I think that's tempering some expectations somewhat. But, when August rolls around, I'm pretty confident in the fanaticism of Tech's fans. I think things will be rolling then.
I got to put you on the hot seat, right?
Okay.
And I know you're not a huge softball fan. I know you're probably getting into it just like I am. I need you to make some predictions, man. I need you to tell me what you think's possible in this World Series run.
Yeah, I don't give Tech a great chance to win it, but anytime you put Angelo Tencher on the mound, you've got a chance to win, no matter who you're playing. I mean, that's obvious. Look at the teams Virginia Tech has beaten, recently: Tennessee, Michigan, the U.S. national team, obviously. So, I wouldn't count them out of it at all because I know they're going to go up there and they're going to want to win it. Obviously, competition is even higher. If they win that first game, they're going to have to play the number one seed overall, Florida, and that's going to be pretty tough. But at the same time, they've gotten it done in the last 2 weeks, and I think they'll make a good showing. I'll put it that way.
Hey, final question for you before I let you go. They lose two games straight out right away. Do you care? I know I don't. I think it's been a great run already. You've already accomplished enough that it makes it a fine run to you. What do you think people's reaction around here is if they lose the first two?
I don't think people will be disappointed. I think if they keep winning and advancing, it would just be icing on the cake.
I agree, man. Hey, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in as he does all the time. Champs Wednesday right here on ESPN Radio. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed it.
Hey, Memorial Day go well for you?
Very well,
all
as
right.
always.
I'll talk to you, man, next week. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. sideline.com, stopping by on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Stick around. Coming up next, we talk Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, Game 5 tonight. Who wins it? We give you the answer next. And we also got one more Champ Sports Bar and gift certificate to give away, and it's a softball question. That's right. Hope you were listening. That's coming up next right here on ESPN.